Personally, talking about a losing streak coming up short last night with Toronto. Here's a recap from Monday's game.
The Toronto Blue Jays scored 3 in the third, 2 in the sixth, jumping out to a 5-0 lead. They went on to beat the Royals 5-3 in the opener of this four-game series. Jays shortstop Bo Bichette hit a bases-clearing triple in the third off Royals starter Brady Singer. In the sixth, Toronto's Dalton Varsho hit a two-run homer. KC got a two-run home run from Michael Garcia, his fourth, and they got a solo shot in the ninth inning from Kyle Isbell, his second. We're on tonight with Game 2 beginning at 6 on the Royals Baseball Network.
Steve, thanks. We'll have that tonight. The Salt Hawk baseball team tries to make it 7 straight as they're in action to take on Salina Central today. Game times are 4 and 6. Catch all the action on HutchPost.com with Sean Boston later this afternoon. Wichita State freshman pitcher Chloe Barber has been named the American Athletic Conference Pitcher of the Week, second American Pitcher of the Week honor for Barber. The Hutch CC Blue Dragon Athletic Department announced Monday its partnership with Open Doors, creating a name, image, and likeness NIL platform for Blue Dragon student athletes. This partnership will ensure student athlete eligibility by enabling them to disclose any NIL deals with Blue Dragon Athletics. The Hutch CC Blue Dragon Marketplace is live and online. Through Marketplace, athletes can showcase themselves through the sport they play, their school, academic, and personal interest to attract potential NIL deals, as well as grow their name, image, and likeness. You can get more on the story at HutchPost.com. Chiefs announcing that they have signed Andy Reid, GM Brett Veach, and team president Mark Donovan to contract extensions, though the team did not say how long the deals would last or provide any details. Kansas City said in a statement, the leadership team of the Chiefs will remain in place for the long-term future. On the field, Kansas City has won 7 consecutive AFC West titles, 4 conference championships, 3 Super Bowl titles, including the past 2. They've also been in 6 consecutive AFC championship games. They'll try to be the first team ever to win 3 consecutive Super Bowls next season. Valley Center High School sent out an unusual notice to families Monday, saying the varsity baseball team season is suspended while investigators look into claims of animal cruelty. Someone alerted school administrators about a possible animal cruelty incident involving the entire Hornet varsity baseball team and coaching staff on school property, and the baseball season is suspended until the police department can figure out what and if anything actually happened. Multiple residents reported hearing that the possible animal cruelty incident involved home plate at one of the fields. Valley Center Police Chief says the school resource officer is investigating the situation, but he doesn't have any details about those allegations as of yesterday. NBA, Cleveland won over the Magic 96-86. The Knicks get by the 76ers 104-101, and the Nuggets outlast the Lakers 101-99. More details on Caitlin Clark and her new deal.
New details on Caitlin Clark's Nike deal. It looks like it will be an 8-year deal that might be worth $28 million plus a signature shoe. Within an hour of being drafted, Clark's jersey sold out. Nike is counting on that kind of frenzy to sell her kicks. Back in February before the draft, Clark's management team met with Adidas and Puma in addition to Nike. Looking for a $3 million a year deal, Puma passed. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
If you have a news tip or story, email HutchPostSports@EagleRadio.net. Coming up, Cal Thomas, Bill O'Reilly, morning show after 8:30.
daily basis, you know, getting up and eating breakfast, getting to study halls in between classes, and, you know, not really gearing down until later in the evening after a tutoring session or whatever that is, just gaining a better understanding of how to operate as a college athlete, you know, is the biggest obstacle. And so I think when you get the chance to, you know, get those guys in a program and go through it throughout the course of a whole semester of 3-4 months, you know, and then a summer session, you know, really establishes, you know, a way of life for them to where now the football side of things is going to come easier because they know how everything else is flowing, you know. And I think that's really where you see that development phase coming in. That's where you see a lot of improvements that are made because a kid's been through it, you know, one more semester, you know, the football side comes easy.
I've seen that. Actually, I remember when I got out of school, I went straight to summer school, 4-day state. I wanted to get up and get going. It wasn't so much I wanted to leave home. I just wanted to get established and had a part-time job already lined up and all those things that go along with that. When fall came around, I felt like I was so much ahead of other kids that were coming in. Same way with an athlete. It's exactly right to know where everything is, know what you got to do, and know what the expectations of the coach is. There's no doubt. You mentioned losing lots of kids, and now's a good time to take a look at that. Just where do you stand with your football team? How do you feel for your football team coming in? What do you see on paper so far?
Well, you know, I really feel like it's very similar to where we were at last year at this time. You know, last fall's team, we lost a lot of really, really talented kids that moved on to bigger and better programs at the four-year level. And, you know, there's not a ton of guys coming back with, you know, bona fide playing time. We do have a handful of kids that have done that and experienced it. And that gives you some certainty, you know, in certain positions and those kind of things, which is awesome. But, again, it's guys that have been involved in the program that are back through spring. They know how to operate, and now it's their opportunity to, you know, transition to on-the-field production and put it on the field and take advantage of those reps that they have. And so I think as a football team, we've got a really good, you know, host of kids that have been through it before, that were with us in the fall. And like I said, maybe their role is slightly different in the fall than what it'll be this coming fall, but we feel like there's a good pool of kids with high level of talent. Ultimately, it's going to be about how they operate next fall and the production that they're able to put forward there. But we feel like we've got, you know, a lot of really talented kids to choose from. There's still got to be a lot of development in certain areas and a lot of production made up, and that's all TBD, you know. And there's going to be guys that we bring in over the summer, whether it's incoming freshmen or anybody like that, that they're still going to have the opportunity to come in and compete with and earn playing time. But at the end of the day, I'm pleased with where we're at. I think we've got a good core, a good nucleus of guys to choose from that are here with us this spring going through it, and excited about, you know, the potential of, you know, building our football team around those guys that are here, but also adding new pieces to the puzzle come summer and fall.
It's going to be interesting. You changed your staff up a little bit. Not so much that you had big openings, but you did replace a couple folks, and then you also moved some responsibility around. Kind of stops that staleness, gives coaches something new to look at and work on.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that's something I think that comes with success, and we dealt with that a little bit last year as well. You know, last year we were replacing two coordinators and had a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator, and this year we had some movement on the defensive side of the ball more than anything. And so hired a new defensive coordinator, Matt Wallerstedt, and he comes to us from University of Texas, El Paso, Manhattan, Kansas native, played at K-State, and, you know, he's a veteran coach. And so bringing a wealth of experience in at that position, also bringing in a, you know, a new scheme. I think a lot of the things that we've hung our hat on in the past to be good defensively are going to be very similar, but there's new verbiage, there's new terminology, there's new techniques and those kind of things that are associated with it. And I think, you know, fortunately we had some coaches on staff that were able to step into a lot of those roles, guys that have done it before. Andy Krause, who was our special teams coordinator, tight ends coach, has moved back into the role of defensive backs coach, and so he's on the back end defensively now with us. Davin Hawkins was You know, our outside linebackers coach last year, he's been able to transition to more of a safeties role for us, which is where he played in college, and head strength and conditioning coach. And so Coach DeMarcus Roberson was our linebackers coach last year. Coach Roberson's coached defensive line prior, and so sliding him in that defensive line role. There's a lot of new identities of what those guys are doing, but they still understand the level of consistency and the standard that in which we have to operate to be successful. So that part of it's been really good. On the offensive side, not as much movement. A new addition when we transitioned, you know, Coach Krause from tight ends to defensive backs was adding Connor Lears from Emporia State into our tight ends coaching spot. And Connor played with us in 2019. He knows what Hutch is all about. He's another Kansas native that's understands, you know, what Hutch Community College is. And so that transition has been really smooth. Our staff's done a great job this spring of just working together, coaching, developing, teaching our players while also holding them to a high standard and, you know, just trying to get them to be the best versions of them, not only on the field, but in the classroom and in the community and those kind of things. And so, yeah, anytime there's, you know, change or there's new roles for coaches, you know, there's going to be a learning curve. But I think with us being able to, you know, just kind of change some roles up, you know, there's also more of a camaraderie within the staff. There's more of a defined expectations of what we have, and it's good for our players to see that as well.
A couple of changes also. That last Thursday in August will be here before we know it. The team from New Mexico coming in on that one. Then you turn around, you got Iowa Western, the second game of the season. So it's going to be it's going to be here before you know it.
Absolutely. I mean, every 2 years our schedule rolls, and we drew, and you know, you kind of build a new schedule based around different weeks you're playing opponents and bye weeks and those kind of things. And so add New Mexico Military out of, you know, the Southwest Junior College Conference. They're a team that's won a national championship recently, and that's going to be a great week one opponent for us. They're super disciplined, they're well coached, they're talented. We're really excited about that week one matchup because I think that's going to give us a great feel for where we're at. And then we know, hey, going into game two, we've got, you know, another really, really talented program that's done a great job over the course of the last couple of years and really for a long time in Iowa Western. And so, you know, we go from ending the regular season with them the last couple of years to now we're kind of starting the regular season with them early in the calendar. And that'll be a whole challenge that's unique in its own sense, you know. But, yeah, we've got some very talented programs early in our schedule. And so we've got to click early. We've got to, you know, work our tails off over the summer and in fall camp and, you know, put our best foot forward. There's no time to start slow because we've got some really good opponents that we've got to, you know, go out and compete with early on.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Coach, we'll catch up with you more in the fall, and good luck with your on the 25th. I think you have your last practice for the spring and have a little scrimmage going on there and see what all everybody has. Is that going to be open to the public? Do you know?
It will be, yeah.
Come by and take a look at your kids.
We'll have some officials out there in kind of more of a scrimmage game format, and so that'll be fun. You know, guys that are in the area, anybody wants to come out and check it out, and the gates will be open. You're more than welcome to stop by. But we're excited to see kind of our guys go after it and attack it in a different light than just a normal practice session.
Exactly. Sounds like fun. Drew Dallas, the head coach at Hutch Community College, back with more on the Reno County Coaches Show right after this.